And we're also very interested, as it so happens, in promoting local business, particularly enterprise, where we've got people opening up new businesses. And I'm delighted to say that I have Ray Owen with me. Ray, you've opened up the flower market in Log Cabin 10 in Basildon Market.
Yes, I have, yeah.
It's you're a young man. It's your first business venture?
It is my first business venture, yes.
And it's a florist's. I know you're doing all sorts of things there, personalised arrangements, and you do weddings, funerals, special occasions, all the flower arrangements required for those, and they're all made to order. And what are your times of opening?
We're open between 9 and 4 every day apart from Wednesdays and Sundays. There are days of close.
Right. And, gosh, you must be spending an awful lot of your time making arrangements.
I feel like I'm there all my life at the moment.
Are you happy with the way it's going?
I'm extremely happy, and the way that the local people have been supporting us has been fantastic, and I just hope that we keep growing in the same manner that we are.
Yeah, well, congratulations, because it's an exciting venture. It's interesting. A market has a peculiar atmosphere of its own. It's rather special, because you really do feel you've got the pulse of business. You're so near to people. A big shop, in some ways, is that much more remote, but you're there amongst the people and delivering what they want. You must be, otherwise they wouldn't be coming to you.
I think that as well, and I think that we're like a small community, the market traders, and we all seem to get on well and help each other out. And the customers that we seem to get know that as well, and we get rewarded with making bonds with the customers, so
yes.
They come back.
Do you find the customers in the market generally are people who've lived in Basildon for a long time, slightly older people perhaps?
I think there's a variety of different type of people that come through the market, but as you said, the people who have lived here longer, they seem to look around and they walk through, because they get to know the people who are there, and they'd like to visit the places that they go to often.
And that's rather special, because you do establish a relationship with your customers. You get to know them by name, and it's just very friendly. And, you know, if it's a time you want to sort of pop out and have a cup of tea with a customer, you could do it.
Especially where I'm situated, next door to a caff. So, yeah.
That's absolutely ideal. And have you got these sort of, is it handbags and luggage on one side of you?
Just behind me, I've got handbags and luggage. And to the left of me, I have Pop Eddie's Cafe. And to the right, I have the butcher's. So, quite a busy little part of the market where I am.
It's a good position.
It is, yeah. Just opposite Iceland's doors on the second aisle in. Fantastic.
Hmm. And as far as the stock is concerned, for a florist, you need to carry an awful lot of flowers, I guess.
We do. We have to visit our wholesalers and the marketplaces to buy our flowers fresh for the customers. We do that every second day of the week, so nobody gets any old stock or things that are past the sell-by date, as it was. So, every day, early in the morning.
Now, you've obviously got an interest in flowers, because I understand that prior to opening the shop, you were interested in working in sort of with gardens, with landscaping,
yes,
and so on. What were you doing?
I'm a landscapist by trade, and I still do my landscaping in the summer months. I looked around and looked for something that Basildon needed, and I realised that the local florist had closed down just before November. So my partner, she's a florist, and we had the decision that we're going to go into flowers, because it ties in well with my landscaping. And from what we've found with the customers, there has been a need for it, because everyone who's come up to us has been grateful for the fact that we're there. So the only place they can buy flowers at the moment are from Marks and Spencer's, Asda's, and the nearby supermarkets. So they like the personal touch.
Yes, and although, of course, you're not going to knock the supermarkets as such, the fact that your flowers are always very fresh,
yes,
is important. They're all cut flowers, or do you sell pot plants as well?
They're all cut flowers. Just behind me I have another lady who sells outdoor potted plants, so I don't sell them, unfortunately. But we also do silk arrangements, and what anybody wants, we can get in. Just come in, visit us, and tell us what you need, and we can get it for you.
Fantastic. And of course, we've got the wedding season coming up. Yes. People now will be thinking, all the spring brides will be well on the way with their plans. Are you looking to have a bit of a bonanza with weddings in the spring, do you reckon?
I'm hoping so. I've had a few people in today asking us to give them some prices and showing us what they want. So if it's happening now, hopefully in the summer, people will know where they are more and
yes,
use us.
And at the moment, what are the most popular flowers that people are buying?
I've found at the moment that roses, it's coming up to Valentine's Day, a lot of people are buying roses, and we've just got in our new range, and we have a lot of different types of rose at the moment, from your usual red ones to mixed colours. So
now, as far as Valentine's Day goes, yes, of course, that should be one where you have a bonanza, a field day with roses.
Yeah.
Because you're on the market, you're not going to be selling them at stupid prices, because, you know, sometimes there's a bit of a rip-off going on, isn't there? You can see it when you look around.
The rose prices do go up. Unfortunately, even for me to purchase them, their prices go up. But what we do, we give them an authentic feel. So if you want them in a box with a teddy bear, or you want a love heart, or you want a special message, you can also get that rather than just buying a normal 12 roses. So to make it that little bit extra special, we're also slightly cheaper, as you said. So yeah,
and the roses, do they always have to be red roses for Valentine's Day?
To be honest, I thought they did, but the customers that are coming in my shop have proven me wrong. So, as people do.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's rather nice.